Harvard students who work as research and teaching assistants are voting at this hour on whether or not they'll unionize. If they do, they'd be the first to take advantage of a ruling by the National Labor Relations Board allowing students at private universities to form a union. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The two-day period of voting ends tonight, with results expected tomorrow morning. The students would join, of all unions, the United Auto Workers, which represents graduate students at several public universities. One of the organizers of the union effort is Abhinav Reddy, a master's student in the Computational Biology and Quantitative Genetics program. He says a union would protect students from being exploited.
I hear of students who are given a teaching assistant job that they're getting paid for 10 hours a week, and then midterm season comes around, and suddenly they're being asked to hold multiple review sessions, to meet with students outside of their office hours, to grade extra papers, and then are working upwards of 30 hours a week.
Another organizer is Abigail Weil, a PhD student in Slavic languages and literatures.
We're workers. The university model is, frankly, somewhat of a medieval model where you're dealing with apprentices and masters, and that's really not the way the economic system is anymore. We provide labor that the university relies on, and there's a salient economic interest in the labor that we all provide as teachers and researchers.
Harvard's provost, Alan Garber, sent an email to students warning that a union could require faculty to appoint teaching and research assistants based on seniority, not just on the quality of their work. The Harvard Crimson, the student newspaper, reported that the dean of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences, Michael Smith, sent another email to students urging them to consider the impact a union would have on what he called the important relationship between a student and a mentor. Weil rejects that argument.
What we know from studies that have been done at unionized universities is that a union contract promotes better relationships between students and advisors because there's more transparency.
A Cornell University study 2 years ago found unionization was indeed unlikely to damage the student-advisor relationship. And in fact, unionized students reported improved relations. But not all students are on board. At one of the polling locations at the Longwood Medical Campus, Elizabeth Jentsch, a graduate student at the medical school, voted against unionizing.
And I voted that way because I feel like the Harvard Graduate School of Arts and Sciences is a really diverse body, and I don't quite see us being represented effectively as one whole collective.
At another polling spot in Harvard Yard, Kendall Clement also voted against the union. He's studying blood cancers in the stem cell and regenerative biology department, and he doesn't see a union helping science students like him.
For example, one of the services they offer is some kind of legal mediation service for in case your relationship with your advisors goes south or whatever. And I feel like that's the absolute worst thing you could do for an advisor. Like, if the relationship goes south, you want to switch out of that advising relationship as fast as possible. Another thing they're guaranteeing is some kind of written thing about how many days you deserve off or something like that. And like, if I show my advisor some kind of thing like I deserve 3 days off or whatever, he's not going to care at all.
While this election is the first since the NLRB ruling for a private university, a small number of public university students are already unionized. Jake Beckerman, a PhD student in nutrition at the School of Public Health, used to be one of them.
I did my master's degree at UCLA. I was represented by a union there, and I felt that it was really helpful to be a part of the union. And just generally speaking, I feel that if student workers are, you know, being treated really well, then the union doesn't have anything to do, and there shouldn't be an issue with any of the administration.
If Harvard grad students do join their peers at public universities like UCLA, it could be just the beginning of a big shift in higher ed. The results of the vote are to be announced tomorrow morning. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.